This is Ryan Matthews, managing editor for the Winthrop Note. In this story about the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit and the possible creation of a trust fund for student athletes by Phil Landis and Peter Barron, we wanted to explore just what went into the financial side of predicting likely outcomes. Joining me today to talk about this story is Phil Landis, practice leader for research services with Winthrop Intelligence, putting research in this area into practice with consultative, data-driven engagements with college athletics leaders. Welcome, Phil.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. No problem. I thought we'd get started with just a few questions. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the project and your initial approach to the writing.
Yeah. So essentially, our approach to the writing was there's been a lot of development in the Bateman case. And so one, we wanted to discuss the legal proceedings and give updates to those. And two, we want to try to, through real-life examples, start to paint a picture of possible financial ramifications that could come about should the court rule the plaintiff's favor in this lawsuit.
Fantastic. And as you dug into the data, how did your methods change, or how did you begin to explore the potential ramifications of a trust fund?
When we first started, I'd have to say we really didn't know what we'd find. We had a hard time, well, I shouldn't say hard time, it was a bit challenging, tracking down some of the publicly available documents from the case. But once we were able to particularly get one document, the testimony of Dr. Roger Knoll, he's a Stanford economist, he testified on the plaintiff's behalf, and as part of that expert testimony, kind of detailed out through example what a potential trust fund would look like. And once we got a hold of this, it kind of became clear that, oh, okay, well, Dr. Knoll kind of painted the parameters of a trust fund. An example, using 1 year financial data, 2009-2010, and applied it to the Pac-10 conference and SEC conferences. And so our thinking was, okay, well, let's explain to the readers as best we can what Dr. Knoll has proposed for the trust fund. But then let's go a step further and incorporate widely reported financial information that the plaintiffs are going to receive in the year 2014-15. And then we can kind of show, given the new revenue streams into the conferences, we can show how the trust fund would be affected in a couple of years. So we'd have a backwards-looking to 2009-10 trust fund, and then we'd look forward to the new revenue sources to 2014-15.
It's fascinating stuff. What surprised you most about your findings, Phil?
I think what surprised not only myself but our whole team was just how much is at stake. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm on millions and millions of dollars. But we really broke it down. For instance, we kind of go through different possibilities of the trust fund. And so Dr. Knoll's assumption used a 50-50 split in revenue between college athletic departments and basketball and football student athletes. And so we kind of thought about this as a best-case scenario for the plaintiffs. And from that, then, we also modeled 60-40 split, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10. And what really kind of jumps out at us is from that 50-50 split, each 10% incremental change, we're talking about millions of dollars at stake in 2009-10. And so with additional revenue coming in the next few years for both the Pac-12, SEC, and all other conferences, I mean, there is every decision by the court, one, whether to have the trust fund or not, and then two, setting the parameters of the trust fund, each step along the way is going to have, like I said, huge ramifications financially for college athletic department and the student athlete.
Absolutely. And so if you had to say just maybe one, what would you say would be the most significant change for college athletics if the plaintiffs prevail?
Looking at college athletics fundamentally changing, and I think that would involve numerous ramifications. education. I think broadly speaking, and from the perspective of college athletic department, is a sizable chunk of their operating revenue is going to go to a trust fund, and so therefore will go out of their operating budget. Obviously, schools will have to deal with this how they best see fit, and it changed from school to school. That'd be something they'd have to handle on an individual matter, most likely. But probably the biggest change from the perspective of college athletic departments would be a sizable loss of annual operating revenue.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking time to sit down with us today, Phil, and thanks so much for your great work.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I hope everybody enjoys the article.
Indeed. Take care.